Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. And I do want to talk about this Watch Happens Live as well. I have a lot of thoughts. And the first thought I just want to say is I love Jessel.
Same.
Is it there, Leah? Is it there? Yeah. Is it? But is it?
I agree. We weren't total haters on the first episode, but we were like, out of everyone, she was the weakest. And that wasn't even saying she was totally the weakest on, like, we've seen other shows where we're like, okay, we don't care about you. But the other girls just brought so much those first episodes. And now Jessel is shining. She is, like, unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
She's gold. I mean, she's great because she is completely unfiltered. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but when they were staying at Aaron's place in the Hamptons, mm-hmm. and they were talking about Jenna leaving early, and she said, I think we did talk about it, but like when she said, I mean, she has like a beach front. It's like a basically it's nicer than this. Just like those kind of comments. And you know, in the beginning when Uba said, yeah, there's just like Jessel will say things that, and you're just like, oh my God, did she just say that? And like, we didn't know who Jessel was then. Mm. Like, I was just like, okay. Cause then when we had the first episode, I'm like, Jessel, are y'all just trying to give her something, you know, try to just be toss her a little something. Oh yeah, she's just out there sometimes, you know. But no, this is Jessel, and I'm so here for it. So I think she's also like not a bad person, you know. She's just Jessel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about a lot of Jessel in this mm-hmm. episode, but let's start off where we left off, because we left off at the Brinsgiving, and that is where we start off again. Mm-hmm. And we get a little bit more about Bryn. So, I mean, just like some really sad shit. Like this, her talking about being a first grader and suicidal in first grade, like so sad. Mm-hmm. Wanted to go to sleep forever. I was like, oh, let me give her a hug.
It was like, it was definitely heartbreaking. I can't imagine what she's gone through. But I thought it was great though that the ladies were there to, like, you know, rally and support her.
Yeah, everyone was extreme, like very much there for her. About her dad too, that was sad. I mean, oh my goodness, like her. Mm-hmm. And this, like, the relationship with her dad. I mean, it just is, it really says a lot about Bryn and for her to forgive. And so I liked that. But enough of the sad shit, because still at this party, this get together, we had the cackling hags comment. Like, I want to unpack this. I want to talk about this. What do you think about, which, by the way, she didn't say cackling hags. I mean, no, she did say, what did she say? Did she say cackling hags?
I think so.
Yeah, it was later when she said old cackling hag to Jenna. It's like, that's not what she said. It was just cackling hags. But what do you think about cackling hags? Do you think it's like, would you be really mad?
I mean, it's definitely a dig, but I think it was a nicer way to say snarking bitches. So, I mean, she went the nicer way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a good comparison.
I would be more offended by the later if it was, you know, someone called me a
snarky bitch.
Cackling hags. I'd probably laugh about it. Like,
yeah,
that's the best. Yeah, like, okay, that's the best you can do, but okay.
I thought it was funny how Jessel was like, no, like, it's just like saying, you know, Cheerio or whatever. Like, no, it's not.
Like
And then,
on Floribama when the
oh
one
my
girl was
God.
like pointed at her like with the two eye like her two fingers and eyes or whatever, and she's like, that means, hey girl, you're hot, like you're cool. It's like, bitch, no, it doesn't mean that.
I
Just say
thought you were
yeah.
gonna go with from Florida Bama. I said, oh yeah, because I thought you were gonna say when they were talking about head ass and saying what head
Oh.
ass means. And I'm like, no, that's dead ass. Like, no, or head ass. No, that's not what it means. It was just like they're like, oh yeah, the head ass is just like when something's like what basically dead ass.
Yeah.
And a head ass is like when you're talking like doing a like making fun of someone and then you finish it with that. It's like they were combining the two. I don't know. Stupid, but that's not where you're going with it. You're going with the eyes. Yeah, it's like Jessel. That's what I like about Psy. Again, I know I'm on the Psy train. I'm still on the Psy train. I have not left the Psy train. I started on the Psy train. I'm still on the Psy train. I like how she's basically giving the advice to Jessel to own her shit. Like she needs to own her shit because I love all Jessel's shit so far because she really mostly has been owning her shit or is just like kind of oblivious to it, you know? But most of the it seems like she mostly is owning her shit. But in this, it's like, girl, you said cackling hags. But also, Jenna being like, oh, I that's a term of endearment, you know? That's a term
Well,
of
it's
like,
like
what?
you can't repeat what she said to,
Yeah.
stir the pot and then all of a sudden be like, well, that was a, I thought, yeah, it was a nice thing to say. It's like, no, you didn't. That kind of shit, that wish washy shit bothers me on all of our shows. On what you said, Jenna, say, yeah, I mean, you said it, like, because you were, Jessel, you were annoyed by them. So that's why you said it. Both of them just own it.
Yeah, like I could not believe Jenna opened her fucking mouth in this conversation and said anything. 'Cause I'm like, you're the one who spread it. You started this shit. You didn't have to say anything, actually. If you really thought it was not mean, you have br a brain and you know that. 'Cause I don't think I think that Jenna I think she truly believes that it wasn't mean, but like the intentions weren't.
No, I mean, I
But
think.
you know what you were starting because as soon as she said it, they were like hopping on it, or Aaron was hopping on it. It's like you could have said, oh, no, she didn't mean it like in any weird way. Like, no, she didn't. Like, sorry, that was, I shouldn't even said that or what, you know? But like, no, you were like stoking the fire, stirring the pot, which is fine. But don't be opening your mouth and saying that. I thought I would take it as a term of endearment. What the fuck?
No, you wouldn't have.
Someone made a face. I can't remember who it was. It's either Aaron or Sai. When she did that, I don't know which one did it, but it was so. I was like, yeah, like Jenna, you can't be doing this shit. But yeah, so that, I guess that was like the end of that little dinner, at Sai's house. But I do want to talk about Aaron and Jessel getting together. Because I think this was like my favorite part. Because I like them both, actually. So this was just like a from start to finish, great.
It reminded me of, if you've ever been at a social event or party when, it's you and someone you only know because of your friend, and your friend, the mutual friend, leaves, and you've got absolutely nothing to talk about, and it's just awkward as hell. That's what it reminded me of. Awkward, but it was amazing to watch on TV because as a viewer, I felt uncomfortable because they were so uncomfortable with each other. Hilarious, though.
Yeah, it's so funny. I mean, I don't know shit about New York City.
No.
Okay. So, and this is what I love about these Housewives shows. I know I've said this on some of them before. It's like when they start talking about like local shit that like don't know, you know, but it's like you're in if you are from there. Like I love that shit. Because then it's like, ooh, who's actually right? You know, Aaron is right in the situation. And it makes it even funnier. But Tribeca being it's just funny what she said that, oh yeah, it's really, you know, on the it's on the up and up or whatever. And
Yeah.
she's like, what? No, it's there. What?
Well, that's what
Can't
I
just
love.
say no. What? It's there. It's
Not
up and coming. It's there.
well, not only did like Erin talk about her confessional, but like she didn't let it go in the conversation. That's what I do love about this cast is they don't just wait for the confessional to bring this up. Like they call it out right there. She was like, no, it's not true.
Like,
Twitter was killing me because they're like, I don't think Jessel's ever actually lived in New York. She doesn't know shit about it, which fine by me because it makes for hilarious conversations like this.
Yeah, what's so funny though is on Watch Happens Live, Jessel was on there and she was doing this game where it's almost like a Price is Right game, and they were having her guess the price of things and the guest. It was a one bedroom or a studio in Tribeca. How much is the rent? And she was spot on. 4,500. What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
I did love on Watch What Happens Live. She was just like making fun of herself too, like
Oh my
laughing.
God, she was so great. She was so great. And
Like,
Pavitt was on there too. He
yeah.
was the bartender. And you know, I'm gonna say, I don't know. I don't know, you know, in the trailer, I was assuming that there might be some like relationship trauma with them, but I think that they might have set that up just because they weren't having sex, you know. But I, when I saw him with that carrot in the champagne, I wasn't as annoyed as I thought I would be. And I think I actually lightened up to him a little bit. Usually, stuff like that, I'd be like, you're trying to get attention, like, fuck off, like it's stupid. But I kind of felt like he was doing it just to get at Jessel in like a cutesy way, and like almost like a, and like seeing like her reaction to like almost like, come on, like come, like laugh, like lighten up, you know. But it was, I mean, it was fucking stupid. Like, I don't, you know, stupid. But I'm warming up to him. We'll see. But I do want to go back to this conversation with Aaron and Jessel. Her asking, is it there, is gonna go down as being like one of my, this is like one of my favorite moments. Definitely my
Well,
favorite so far.
I mean, I even love like the setup. Like, we're not friends. Like, I'm not gonna go get coffee with her as they're at a coffee shop. I mean,
No.
you can't even write that better. It was hilarious.
There. Oh my God. I need to like remember that and use that. Okay, so they shift though, because I mean that's how they start. But then they go into, I mean, Aaron just brings it. I like you said, I love it. They don't just talk in their confessionals. And that's the thing. I'm okay with you being like saying shit that you wouldn't say to their face, like in that moment in the confessionals, as long as you're getting the point across. You don't gotta be rude to their face. Like, ain't nobody gonna do that. But this is a TV show, so you can be rude to the confessional as long as you're still getting the main point across to their face, you know?
Yeah, I just we don't like the two-face where it's like a huh, don't say a word on the show, and then confessional is where you're,
Yeah. I need people to know where they stand with you. You know, it shouldn't be surprising at the reunion. But I this she brings up that she feels like Jessel complains a lot and is feels like she's like being catered to. Jessel proceeds to say, like, it feels like you're calling me a princess, which, you know, gets repeated to everyone. It's like you literally can't trust anybody. You shouldn't. It's a reality TV show, but it's hilarious how they all, it's not just like telling one or two people. It's like, no, everybody knows. And the whole her not working anymore, that's one that I am on Jessel's side about, because I feel like it was really weird how Aaron brought that up initially at the dinner when she was like clearly talking about how she's work. I mean, heard her mention it in episodes. So I was confused on why. And that was like some, when people were talking about Jessel, they're like, oh, she'll, like, everybody knows she's a publicist, like, and she doesn't let anyone forget it, you know? So I'm just confused on why she would then bring up, like, ask in that way. It felt like she was asking in a shady way at that dinner at Sai's house. So I don't think that Jessel is saying that she doesn't support other women. I think she was just like, I really don't.
No.
I think it was just like taken out of context. And I think she was really saying that, like, you know, like, I want us to like support each other. Like, you know, like I, and because I want that, you know, that's why that kind of hurt me. I don't think that she's saying like you don't support women. I think she's saying I didn't feel supported in that moment when you, and I'm a woman.
Yeah, and agreed. But then I also love that Aaron's main reason for showing up to the party was just to be petty and spiteful, saying, no, I do support women. I'll show you I support women. Like, it was just funny to me. Like, we were going to be the only one, I mean, minus Jenna, that didn't show up, but just for her to be like, no, I'm going to show her that I support women.
Bitch, you're going for that appearance, and because all your friends are going to be there and you're being filmed. If it wasn't being filmed, your ass would not be there. Just because she, and even if all this still happened where she said you don't support with, which she did not say, but anyways. So I like this Aaron and Jessel fit. It seems like they're going to be fine though, because from watching Watch Happens Live, they seem, it sounds like Jessel had like respect for Aaron is what she said. Like she also said that Aaron scares her, which is kind of
Well,
funny,
and
and I
this
get
isn't
that.
like a feud. This is just more of like a, not even a beef either. It's just like, they just aren't on the same page quite yet. But like, I'm not seeing like it's team Aaron versus team
No.
Russell. It's not that strong or
Which is
deep yet.
why I like this cast. I feel like we're gonna say that every single episode. Because they are not like holding a grudge. They're not blowing this up, making this the main thing because they got other shit to do.
Well, yeah, and I love that, you know, they're showing up for events. Even if now Aaron's not feeling Jessel, she's still showing up to the cast party. Not like we'd see that from Meredith Brooks. Sorry, we or Meredith, what's her last name? Simon Meredith Brooks. I'm
Marks.
thinking, God, I'm thinking
Marks.
of a
Close. Her son.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of, I think she's like an artist, like a singer
Yeah,
from
that name sounds
Southeast.
familiar.
I'm thinking of, but anywho.
You know, you just had me thinking about something. They show up because it's their job, which is also why it's a little offensive that Aaron said, are you working? Jess was like, bitch, I'm at work. Like, we're all working right now. You know I'm working. Like, we're here. Anyways, but yeah, so Jessel has her own event. Were you about to say something?
She's got some
Her
stars at her.
clientele. Did you
Yeah.
know? Did you recognize any of those names?
No, but it seemed like everyone was goo goo and gagging over it,
I
so.
know. That's what that's I was like, I don't know that stuff. That's just not my
But one
forte.
of them was like,
But
who do they say, like editor of Vogue or something like
there
that?
was a lot of pretty, like, I was reading a lot. I'm like, okay, look, I've watched enough America's Next Top Model, Devil Wears
Project Runway.
Prada, The Hills. I Kuna Beach, yeah, no, The Hills.
More in Shoganda, Paris. She will
Yeah,
always be
I was
remembered
just gonna
as
say
that.
that.
Anyways, yeah, so I didn't recognize any of those names, but when I saw the other women just awing, I was like, okay. Like, especially Brynn, when Brynn did her whole little rundown on somebody. Sorry, I don't know who they are. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I love that for Jessel. Like, I like that she's like showing out, but it's also, I like that it's like, it's so funny, but like, it's just like an apartment, you know? Like, not just, let me not say that. I know that apartment costs more than my whole life, but
Well,
you know, like, it's not like these big parties in Salt Lake.
what I do love about this is, the girls were kind of, or women were like going because part of the show, but then some of them were like, shit, Jessel might be pretty legit here.
Yeah, I love that.
I do want to try the wine that she was serving, so I want to know if it was as gross as Aaron said, or she was being a little petty bitch, which I'm fine with that too.
I'm fine with that too. I feel like it probably is the latter, which I would prefer. Only because you have all these big name people there and you're gonna be serving like some really shitty wine. I'm just really surprised by that.
It's like one of the funniest things is they're at this gorgeous apartment, these A-list names, and Erin can't find anything, so she just is gonna pick at the wine.
The thing we can't try and that no one there is drinking. I don't know.
Right.
Or
It's
did
just a
someone there
very,
say that they liked that brand? I don't remember the name of the
yeah.
brand.
But
But
it's,
someone there was like, oh, I like that.
it's just funny to me that she's like, oh, this wine is gross, because there's nothing else that you could possibly even, complain about.
Yeah, even the kids weren't even misbehaving.
But, speaking of the party, Jenna tells Jessel she's missing it for an event, and it's really just
Oh my God.
she's spending time with her family.
Okay, can you go back though? Because what did she first say when Jessel said, "Hey, I'm having this event at my house. I hope you all can go. I have something, but I don't know what it is, but I have something." It's like, did you know then? Because why wouldn't you just say, like, oh, my son is coming over and my goddaughters, we have plans to put up the tree and we don't get to see each other enough, you know? I'm sorry. Like, what?
Jenna seems like the type of person that would call hang out with family that she has an event at her house, like just to sound more elusive or whatever. Like, just say you're with your family. They all would have been like, okay. They all know that you don't get to see your son that much. But it's just an odd way to put that you're hanging out with your family.
Isn't it? It was all weird. I don't know how you feel. I felt like the whole thing was weird. And I would have been like, okay, so you fucking ditch bitch out. Like, you leave and go back. You go to your house. We're all having like a weekend together. You over here stirring the pot. And then you don't even want to. You don't want to show up to. Like, this is also the thing. You couldn't have done this tree shit the next day or the day before or earlier in the day or stop by like to film and I don't know.
And I think the ladies were just more annoyed that she just didn't say she was with her family.
Yeah,
Like,
just be honest about it.
they could have understood that. They all were annoyed that she made it seem like she had an event and was hosting these people over and was, throwing something, and all of a sudden it's hanging
But
out with
that's
her
my other
family.
thing, though, because I wonder if she really had that plan this whole time, or if she was hoping she's gonna like maybe she'll have something else planned or something, you know, and then it fell through and she needed something and she's like, kids, get your asses over here. I need you.
Or one of the guests at Jessel's party she didn't want to see, because they're all
That's what
kind of in
I'm
the
saying.
same.
I think there's more to the reason why she didn't
There
want to
was a reason.
go.
If it was just just the women on the show, she would have been there.
You know, that's a
She's
very
hiding
good
her
point
she's
about
hiding
the.
from someone that was
That was
invited as a
hot.
guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because she's one of them.
But
They
she's not going to
have this
say
sort of same
that.
circle. Yeah. She would have been attending that party. You know, she would have known those people, like, without the, you know.
100%.
Yeah, that's a good point, Leah.
That's my
Yeah, good
guess.
point. Yeah,
My
I like that
conspiracy
guess.
theory.
Yeah, I like that conspiracy theory. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of weird. And look, I like Jenna, but she's now fallen to my least favorite housewife of all the ones that are on there, unfortunately, because you're not really doing anything.
I
You're
mean,
kind, you're not keeping a lot. Like, we see that she's gonna get a break. Oh, she's gonna go through a breakup. It's like, why do I care? We don't get to meet them.
yeah,
So, or you don't even want to talk about them.
she's giving me, not to bring her up again, Meredith vibes, where it was like, no, we're not talking about my life.
Damn.
Disengaging.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Damn, Jen, I hope you ain't listening. Leah's doing you dirty calling you Meredith. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, but
You
Meredith
lost
started
the plot.
out as our like one of our favorites, and then she wasn't contributing, and she's really fallen down on our
Yeah.
rankings.
Yeah, like I love an open housewife. I need you to be open. I don't care what you're going through. I'm not gonna toss you away because you're cheating on your spouse. I don't care. Just tell us about it. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm here for you. Just be honest. I just like I feel like with the whole breakup that we're gonna get with Jenna and her girlfriend, it's gonna be like probably no tea. I don't know. Maybe
No.
she will. Maybe she will. But I feel like she won't. She's gonna say like, "Oh, I'm going through a breakup," or "We broke up." And she said it was like a couple weeks ago. It's like, is that why you didn't come to the party? Because you were dealing with a breakup and you're just trying to be with family. But also, like, I don't care because you're not gonna like you didn't talk about it when you were with them. So I don't have any attachment to this relationship.
No, not at all.
Okay, what do you think about the, do you think it's a compliment being told that you look like you come from old money?
It's a weird thing to say to someone. I guess maybe if you're in that realm of the world, it's a compliment. I don't know. From where I'm from, I never hear that type of shit in the Midwest, so.
The only time I use old money, and this is like my family, we always, whenever we're like driving and so I'm in like Kentucky area, there's a horse country out here. You go out into the country, go to like Lexington, and there's all these like big houses with all this land, and like it's very nice, like the fencing and stuff, it's like very horsey. And we're always like, that's old money. You know, that's that old money. But I would never take it as a compliment for someone to be like, oh, you look, you come from old money. I would think that that means like, oh, you look snotty, bitchy. Like, look, just because you got money doesn't mean you're cute. It's not like they're saying that you like, or that like you're smart. Like, you know, like I don't, oh, you look, you're really privileged and that you had a spoon in your mouth. Like, no. A spoon in your mouth, a silver spoon in your mouth. Just a
Oh,
spoon, a plastic spoon.
love
Spoon.
it.
Okay, you know who we haven't talked about? Uba.
She cracks me up.
Died when she was talking about the short, bald guys. She said, "You get you a short, bald man." And they'll look up to you like you are the sun.
I feel like hanging out with her would be so much fun. Like she just seems like she's goofy and a good time. Yeah, she cracks me up.
In honor of Uba, I'm actually drinking a ginger ale.
Ooh.
I should have put it in a flute, though. I actually was at a.
Drinking a lover boy, sporting our Bravo
Oh,
shows.
that. Last night I was at an event. It wasn't an event. I was at a bar. But it was an event, but not an event, not like these events, you know. It was a regular bar. And I didn't want to drink.
And I thought of, I so close thought about asking for like a ginger ale and like a flute, but I am not about to pay for a soda like at a
Right.
bar. I mean, maybe I could, but I really did not want. I was like, I'll just have water. But I really thought about you, Uba. I need to try her hot sauce. I love hot sauce. I need my hot sauce. And the fact that it, was on like a was Oprah's like favorite, like a big deal. I need to get on that. But I just felt like we couldn't not talk about Uba. We had to talk about our girl. She's great.
Well, her smile is just, smile when she, when, when you see her smile.
You really do. She's beautiful. Dare I say, you don't watch Dubai. I was gonna
I mean,
say.
I'll say out of like all of our Bravo, and not even just Bravo shows, but shows that we rehash, she is either tied for first or the most beautiful person that we,
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. I was gonna say though that so her cousin, Chanel Ayan, who's on Dubai, who I love,
Look it up.
completely different energy. I was gonna say that she is, I think I enjoy her more, is what I was gonna say. And that's like a big thing to say because Ayan is like so entertaining. But like Uba's like subtle and entertaining. Like she's not
Oh.
like, like she's not like involved and stuff, but she's so entertaining. Like I just, where Ayan is really involved in stuff and really entertaining, but I just really like Uba's energy. I don't know. I just didn't expect myself to like her more than her cousin. I like them both. I can like them both. I don't have to choose one over the other. Maybe I'm just gonna choose to love the one I'm watching the most.
Yeah, no, her cousin's very gorgeous as well.
Oh yeah, but but Uba, I'm still giving it to
Yeah.
Uba. Uba's definitely leading the, but Chanel's a great housewife too. Who was your favorite of the episode?
Gotta go with Jessel.
Yeah, same.
She's the one that, the whole group talks the shit about the most, which fine, someone has to be the person. And her, having this party, which we didn't get to see the whole party, but bringing some big names that people are, impressed with, and just her. We talked about it before that her lack of, awareness is hilarious to me. Just. And she killed it on Watch What Happened Live. I love that she, was able to make fun of herself, joke about it, and then to donate the lingerie to the clubhouse was,
That was great.
that's a baller move.
Yes. The laundry. I also like that Michael R Ravenpour, or whatever his name is, who's always on Watch What Happens Live, and he's on there last night. He's always on. What was I going with that? He said something about to her that I was gonna say. I can't remember. Doesn't matter because it wasn't that important because he's on all the time. See, I had to go on. I had to lose my train of thought to talk about how he's on all the fucking time because he really is. Yeah, no, Jessel was hands down my favorite. Is it there? Is it? What is it? I love it. And I she was relatable on Watch What Happens Live. She took ownership with things. They had her play the Do You Regret It Already, which is great. And she only regretted a few, like three of them. She did regret the lingerie, how she reacted. She regretted Tribeca, like saying that the, I'm pretty sure that was one. And I can't remember what the third one was. Something with Aaron, I think too. I don't know. But
Was it
I
with
just
the way she reacted to the memorial or whatever when Aaron said she just got back from her
oh
grandma's
my
memorial.
God, we didn't talk about that. Oh my God.
Her reaction, I was cringing so freaking hard because it was so not okay.
I was like, girl, like it just, it's very much like you said when they were at the coffee shop, when you and your friends, like you're mutual friends with someone and they leave and you're stuck and you don't know what to, it's like, and then they lost someone in their family. They just got back from the memorial and now your friend gets up and leaves the table. What do y'all talk about? Go. That's what Jessel did. Oh, Jessel. But we love you. My least favorite, though, was Jenna. Sorry. Not
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I got to agree. She's got to bring it more.
Got to bring it. Got to bring it. You know, I, like, even the section that we did get of her with the Christmas tree and shit, like, we didn't get anything with that. You know, like, I don't really, like, okay, we got that you have two goddaughters.
And they're all in matching jumpsuits.
That she just had in the house because that's Jenna Lyons. It's like, okay. And the son throwing the ornaments. It's like, oh, Jenna, line up, you know? It's like, this is so weird. I'm like, we could have seen something else. You know, like, at least when we had size. So, you know, I'm on size on the side train. When we had size focus and she was showing us how she, which I could never be an influencer. It's too much fucking work. Look, I'm fine making my amount, my measly amount to not have to work as hard because that's fucking work. Like, even though it's like stupid, whatever, blah, whatever people say, like, it's fucking
I don't
work.
Always want to be on. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I want to be able to sit at my house or run to, you know, the grocery store and look like garbage. Like, I want to be able to do that. So.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I could never do it. But for someone to do that for their job, I'm like, good for you. And they love it. Good for you. As long as they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. But shit, if you don't even.
And as long as
it,
you're not
you're doing it, who gives a
exploiting
fuck?
Your kids and
yes.
using them for.
Oh my God. Faith. That's what I'm saying. Which she like.
That's the shit I do have actual issue with.
I have, which they did pass a law recently. I don't know if you saw that. To help, which I'm sure there's more laws that need to be passed to help protect kids from.
It's about
parents.
Time.
Yeah. Disgusting. Ever since YouTube became a thing, they should have started looking into that. But. Anyways, sorry, Jenna. Not sorry. But so next episode, we move on to like a whole array of different things, it seems like. It seems like we're going to have a whole lot of some flirting with Aaron's husband, Bumbrin. How
during their anniversary party or whatever. So that'll be
a thing. They never had their they never actually did their vows or something. So they're going to do that.
Sorry. I'm also, maybe I'm just cold-hearted, but I don't want to hear people's vows sometimes with all their inside jokes and like, that's just be between you two, you know?
Well, let me just tell you this. I know this is not being said that it's a vow renewal, but it's damn near close. And in housewife history, that is a death sentence to your marriage.
Oh, shit.
So they might want to tread lightly because that is the biggest red flag that you are headed towards the divorce when they start doing these vow renewals.
Oh,
vow
shit.
Renewal is always the first step. Well, they seem happy. But you know who else? Okay, are we done talking about this? Because I have to talk about something else. Because we have other shows coming.
Yes.
Southern. Yes, Leah's making
We're
me
gonna
crazy.
have a full fucking fall,
No,
but
I'm like, why did we pick up Jersey Shore? What the fuck? We had me talk about
Well,
Mike the Situation when I'm trying to talk about Lisa Barlow.
You know, though, it's going to get to the point where we're just going to combine episodes of Jersey Shore because there's going to be literally nothing
Oh,
to
yeah.
talk about.
Totally. Like this episode tonight, I was like, shit, we could have potentially waited. But no.
But Southern Charm, Salt Lake City. Oh my God.
They're all back.
And Survivor. And
yeah.
Survivor, too.
I'm like, how are we going to do this? Can we? Okay. I want to talk about these trailers just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just since we're in the Bravo verse right now.
Yeah, since we're in the Bravo verse before we move over to MTV verse, before we move over to Ridiculousness. I want to keep it with Andy and the camera. I was dying at the reunion, not the reunion, the trailers for the seasons. For Southern Charm, like there's new faces. It's like a supersized cast and a lot of, like, familiar faces, but like Taylor is getting around. Good for you. I don't care. Causing drama. Like, and it's like these newbies. It's like these new girls that were just brought in. And you know, like, this is the shit I love to see. Like, shake that shit up. Like, the it's like the main guys are the only really the ones that, you know, keep the show going, but their chicks are bringing it. I'm loving it.
I
and
mean,
they're ex-chicks.
Yeah, lots of drama, crying, looks like almost full out brawls.
Love it. And Salt Lake, which I was even more excited about.
I like
Lisa Barlow said that this is the best season. I just listened to her.
Couldn't do anything after watching that Housewives trailer because I was like, I gotta rewatch it again.
I rewatched it
so many
times.
Good moments. I'm iffy on Mary coming back, but from the trailer, there's some funny zingers by her.
You know which one's my favorite. Her that the last 3 seconds Heather asking Mary, do you really think I look at inbred? I do. I pray to God you're guilty.
I think her being a friend of is a much better fit.
For
you
sure.
need someone to come in, make a little snarky comment, cause a little drama. Doesn't need to be full time.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Ooh, it looks good.
It
you
looks
know,
too good.
I hope this season just really takes off to show that we do not need Jen Shaw to make this work.
Oh yeah. I didn't think about her one fucking second during that trailer.
No, the only thing
I watched,
was after
I was like, yep, they're good.
It was after people on Twitter were like, yep, Jen Shaw, not needed. We're okay.
And people were like, Jen Shaw somewhere in her cell, screaming into her pillow. The girls.
Ooh, looks great.
I'm excited. I got chills. All right. Anything else, though, before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @RehashTrash and on Instagram at @TrashRehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.